The web's bottom-up feature is also making book reviewers more accountable. While writers were helpless and vulnerable to the arbitrariness of book reviews, which can distort their messages, and thanks to the confirmation bias, expose small, irrelevant weak points in their text, they now have a much stronger hand. In place of the moaning letter to the editor, they can simply post their review of a review on the web. If attacked ad hominem, they can reply ad hominem and go directly after the credibility of the reviewer, making sure that their statement shows rapidly in an internet search or on Wikipedia, the bottom-up encyclopedia. Plenty of people have called me to discuss the idea of the long tail, which seems to be the exact opposite of the concentration implied by scalability. The long tail implies that the small guys collectively should control a large segment of culture and commerce thanks to the niches and subspecialties that can now survive thanks to the internet. But strangely, it can also imply a large measure of inequality. A large base of small guys and a very small number of supergiants, together representing a share of the world's culture, with some of the small guys on occasion rising to knock out the winners. This is the double tail, a large tail of the small guys, a small tail of the big guys. The role of the long tail is fundamental in changing the dynamics of success, destabilizing the well-seated winner, and bringing about another winner. In a snapshot, this will always be extremistan, always ruled by the concentration of type 2 randomness. But it will be an ever-changing extremistan. The long tail's contribution is not yet numerical. It's still confined to the web and its small-scale online commerce. But consider how the long tail could affect the future of culture, information, and political life. It could free us from the dominant political parties, from the academic system, from the clusters of the press, anything that is currently in the hands of ossified, conceited, and self-serving authority. The long tail will help foster cognitive diversity. One highlight of the year 2006 was to find in my mailbox a draft manuscript of a book called Cognitive Diversity: How Our Individual Differences Produce Collective Benefits, by Scott Page. Page examines the effects of cognitive diversity on problem solving and shows how variability in views and methods acts like an engine for tinkering. It works like evolution. By subverting the big structures, we also get rid of the platonified one way of doing things. In the end, the bottom-up theory-free empiricist should prevail. In sum, the long tail is a byproduct of extremistan that makes it somewhat less unfair. The world is made no less unfair for the little guy, but it now becomes extremely unfair for the big man. Nobody is truly established. The little guy is very subversive.